USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller has delivered his report on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election to Attorney General William Barr. That brings an end to an investigation that began in May of 2017 into potential Trump campaign connections to the Russian government. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California tells CNN they want to see the Mueller report before the president does.
We want the full report. We want it now. We want it before the president is going to get it or able to make any edits.
Before the report was released, President Trump told reporters ahead of his trip to Florida.
Well, we're going to see what happens. It's going to be very interesting, but we'll see what happens. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. Everybody knows it. It's all a big hoax. I call it the witch hunt. It's all a big hoax. So we'll see what happens. I know that the Attorney General, highly respected, ultimately will make a decision.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Friday blasted Lebanon's Hezbollah, the Iran-backed militant group which he vowed the U.S. would continue to pressure. Pompeo reassures Lebanon that the status of the relationship is strong.
I want everyone in Lebanon to know that you will continue to have a friend in the United States. We will continue to support the legitimate state institutions of Lebanon and all of its people.
Pompeo called on the Lebanese people to stand up to Hezbollah's criminality, terror, and threats, and claimed U.S. sanctions on Iran and its Lebanese Shiite ally are working. 4 months after a California wildfire destroyed an entire town and killed 85 people, Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a statewide emergency to prevent more wildfires. Newsom said he knows it's controversial, but said the state should be more proactive to prevent and fight wildfires.
We've got to do more. We've got to do better. I get it. And what we're trying to do today is tell you we want to get it done.
Being more proactive in preventing wildfires is something the president called for months ago. More than 1.8 million acres burned statewide in 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Roads continue to reopen in Nebraska after devastating flooding from rivers shut down more than 2,000 miles of state highways. Nebraska Ag Director Steve Wellman says livestock losses from flooding totals an estimated $400 million in the state.
There's some death loss included. There's going to be sick animals getting feed delivered to the animals, getting feed delivered to the feed mills and the source, the supplies, the raw product before it gets made into feed. Feedstocks that were on the ground ready to be used and now they have, are damaged or washed away. There's just a lot that goes into all of this. And then some of this will be some additional costs of cleanup and just taking care of the animals that have been affected.
And Wellman says losses to crops is an estimated $440 million. A solar flare that erupted on March 20th means many Americans and Canadians will have a great chance to see the Northern Lights Friday night into Saturday morning in parts of Minnesota, North Dakota, Montana, Michigan, Maine, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Nova Scotia. National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Hayes on what to look for.
Typically in the United States, you'll see anything from green to red to white. Sometimes they look like they're standing still. Sometimes they look like they're wavering. They can burst in intensity and fade away, seemingly almost randomly. And depending on when the mass ejection enters the magnetosphere across the United States, it's probably going to be a situation where you'll see bursts, but there'll also be steady green, yellow, red, and sometimes even white lights.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.